And then as we walk across this bridge on the second floor, you can see the dining area down below where students hang out. It's Wi-Fi enabled all over. And on our right is the lounge. And then a nice feature that we have that you can see through most of the building because there's glass everywhere, which the students absolutely loved and wanted incorporated into the building. But we've got a little courtyard here, which we've never had before, which to me makes it seem even more like, you know, a college setting.
What is it that they can get in this new building that they didn't have before?
Really what they're excited about, what we're excited about, I think, are expanded student activity spaces. We have 44 clubs and organizations that were housed in very tiny space with no storage or anything in the past, and now they've got beautiful spaces of their own. The cafeteria is significantly bigger than what they had before. The dining area is nice. And so a lot of that space is really what I think will greet them here. They have their own basically student union now that they never had before. A lot of storage space for student activities, a lot of lounge space for students.
How much of this has to do with the referendum that passed?
The referendum was critical to this. We couldn't have done this without it. The total project cost is about $67 million. The referendum was for up to $52.6 million of that. The difference between those figures was made up with the board, who has been planning this for some time, set aside money in their fund balance to contribute to the project. Students also are paying off some alternative revenue bonds with their tuition.
How important are these improvements to the future of this community college education?
It's critical. As the economy is still recovering, as people are still now really looking at how much higher education costs, we are more and more an alternative for them because it's much more cost efficient. It's not cheap to come here, but it's certainly more cost efficient than some of the other alternatives of going away to a university for 4 years. Well, as we get those students who come here, they expect us to have facilities that are at least as good as what they left in high school. And we need to make sure that we're keeping pace with that and have the equipment and the facilities to continue to offer top-notch quality academic programs that have the space and the equipment that students need for chemistry education, biology education, a nursing education. And so that's what we're doing.
Did tuition go up in relation to these improvements, too, and the referendum?
I am so glad you asked. Last year was the first time in many, many years that we did not raise tuition. The board was really concerned about that. We had raised tuition in previous years, and we tried to do everything we could to hold the line. I'm not sure we'll be able to hold that tuition to nothing again, no increase next year. But we were really pleased that we were able to do that because it's tough in this economy. And so we made cuts in some other areas that wouldn't impact direct instruction or direct services to students in order to hold the line on tuition.